a note for before this episode of Delete This Begins. We had some friends over, and so there wasn't a lot of space to record the podcast, so it's a little echoey. We only have one microphone. We tried to make it work. But the more important note is that we get raunchier than usual in this special New Year's Eve edition of Delete This. So usually we're marked as explicit because there's curse words, but this time we're marked as explicit because we talk about, like, stuff that kids shouldn't listen to. It's not PG-13 up in here anymore. It's R. So just this one episode of Delete This, I just couldn't edit out all the stuff. So this was the cold open before the cold open. Now, moving into the actual cold open of Delete This special New Year's Eve edition.
Am I making it so you're reinstalling Twitter on your phone?
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is like the opposite of what the podcast is supposed to be.
I'll delete it the second we're done.
Okay.
It's been the most glorious 24 hours.
Oh yeah?
Oh, it's been so good.
You missed some good stuff.
Oh, I'm sure.
I just see mostly college football on weekends. That's all I
Why?
It's just college football.
That's all that trends during the weekend.
Well, don't look at trending.
Also, isn't there like professional football now?
Well, yeah, that also happens. Yeah, right now all the trending topics are Browns, Colts, Ravens, Fly Eagles Fly, Vikings, 90 Day Fiancé, Cleveland versus Baltimore.
90 Day Fiancé?
Have you ever seen that show?
No, have TV. I have Twitter.
It's trending. You can just... Because it's very fascinating. I really like watching people's lives fall apart.
Well, I was going to say, is that the deal with the...
Makes you feel better. Makes me feel really good about my choices.
What is the 90 days part of the fiancé?
Well,
mean?
When someone comes in from out of the country, there is a hold period before you can get married, and that hold period is about 90 days.
So it's all green card weddings?
Well, is it a green card wedding, or are they really in love? It's disturbing.
That's a real show?
Yeah.
That also feels like something that the government could just watch and go, got them.
Yeah, they better act well.
Yeah. I think I've watched like 3 episodes, and it's always like very uncomfortable, and one very, very attractive person, and one very, very not always attractive person, either in personality or looks. Yeah, it's fascinating. Fascinating.
The headline that's trending right now is 90 Day Fiancé Recap. Colt reveals shocking details about the night Larissa was arrested.
Colt?
Colt is a man.
I thought that was a football team.
It also is a football team. That is also trending. So Colt is trending in 2 places.
Wow.
Wait, Colt, the football team is trending?
Colts is trending, and Colt is part of 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different cults. Yeah. Colts.
There are also a bunch of cults.
Colts.
Yeah. I'm not even drinking.
Not yet.
Let's just do the intro now, because that was plenty of cold open, I think.
Oh, I wasn't even here.
I'm Hank Green, and I'm famous on the internet.
I'm his wife, Catherine. Puzzlin.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Devin.
And together, we're about to take a look back at the last week in our lives and in the world by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to this very special New Year's Eve edition of
Delete This.
We didn't say it.
Yeah, I just wanted to take that one.
So we're doing something a little different because we invited some friends over and then realized that we're supposed to record a podcast.
Yeah.
Matt and Devin have graciously agreed to podcast with us while we finish the puzzle that we are 95% done with.
Oh, man. I mean, we're like 98% done with it.
Yeah. So you're going to listen to us, I think, finish this puzzle.
Yeah, we're not even going to talk. We're just going to sit here until we finish this puzzle
in
silence.
It's an ASMR experience. Ooh, Devin just got one.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm just going to like stroke the puzzle until it gives me its secrets. reveal yourself to me.
Just
puzzle.
Take a piece and hold it to your forehead,
yeah,
and it'll tell you.
Tell me where it goes, puzzle.
Where do you go, my friend?
That's how I puzzle.
I wasn't. Oh nope, I didn't. It was wrong.
Everything's a tree.
Matt,
we're to the tree
Devin,
stage.
Yes.
Introduce yourselves.
I'm Matt. Hi. I work for Hank.
Okay.
I work on a couple channels, Animal Wonders and Nature League.
And you also have a podcast of your own.
I do. It's the one that Hank mostly
calls. It's called I Love It.
It is called I Love It. Hank says, I like it.
I thought that was what it was called. Yeah. I thought it was sort of like snarky, like I don't like it that much.
No, it's the complete opposite.
Right,
it's completely unironic and heartfelt, and it's called I Love It. And every time you like are talking about it on like a podcast or a video or something, I'm like, oh, that's so nice. Hank like thought to shout out my podcast.
Incorrectly.
But he didn't say the name of it, so it doesn't actually show any results.
Right.
Like, all right, well, no one can find it. Yeah.
Let's see what we can do. You have to search I love it.
I almost did it wrong again. I don't know what's wrong. Look, I'm getting old.
I need to start another podcast called I Like It. Yeah. And have one episode that just says, this ain't it.
Ooh, good one, Catherine.
This ain't it, Chief.
Ooh, another one.
Wow. Yeah. You weren't even looking.
I told you.
You just like looked away and sat it down.
I told you, the puzzle reveals itself to me.
Devin is also a friend.
Yeah.
Does not work for me.
I do not work
it's
for
me. It's nice
him.
To have a friend who doesn't work for me.
I'm one of the few. I don't do much on the internet. I'm internet adjacent, as I like to joke, and I just enjoy watching my friends do things on the internet, and I don't have to put up with any of the pressure or problems.
That
and
sounds
I just
lovely.
Enjoy.
And you just deleted Twitter off your phone, except that you just reinstalled it to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. I told her, I was like, oh, we got a bunch of notifications because Hank tweeted about us being on the podcast. And she was like, oh, I deleted Twitter. And so she re-downloaded it. Which is like the opposite of what this
the point of the podcast
is supposed to inspire.
It'll be deleted again. It'll happen.
We're going to start off the podcast, everybody, with something that happened on the internet that lots of people were talking about.
All right.
I don't know if you guys have seen this. I'm trying to get closer to the mic, but I can't because there's too many puzzles and stuff in the way. All right. Let's see.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you guys see this?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're listening to it one way. Grover's definitely saying that's a fucking excellent idea.
Right. The first time I heard it, I didn't hear that though.
I was looking at what they wrote, and so I did. So they wrote that's a fucking excellent idea, and so I heard it. So in that time, I also heard that's a fucking excellent idea. Like 100%.
Which I heard it that time too, but what is he actually saying?
That sounds like an excellent idea.
Right.
Yeah.
Because Grover doesn't swear.
No, though I did see somebody say, you know, I think he probably didn't swear, but even if he did, after all these years, he fucking deserves it.
I saw Frank Oz, who obviously is the official person who has the right to say this. He said Grover would never swear on or off screen. So,
yeah, Frank Oz responded to this?
Yeah, because Mark Hamill tweeted it, and he was like, whoa. Step down, Luke.
Come on.
Yoda's got this.
Jeez.
Twitter's weird.
Well, Twitter's weird. I mean, the weird thing is, I listened to it, and it says in the Snapchat or whatever it is, it says, seriously, did Grover just drop the F-bomb? And I was like, he did. He definitely, and then I finally got it explained to me, and I was like, no,
he didn't.
It's another one of those situations where you can definitely hear it both ways, but you can't hear it. You can't hear it both ways at once.
It's the Laurel Yanni thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Laurel and that one is weirder, but...
Oh, good job, Matt!
Well done.
That. Ooh.
That's the puzzle alarm.
We make that noise every time a piece goes in. It's going to be a loud podcast. So I found out this about eggplants, that they used to be called eggplants because of how they looked like eggs.
But...
Yeah, but they don't always look like
That's what they used to... So I'm not 100% on this.
Okay. Yeah.
What I heard was like heirloom eggplants. So like what eggplants were like before humans got our weird cross-cropping hands on them looked like that. And then we were like, that one has a little bit of purple in it. Let's keep breeding that one until it's purpler. That one's bigger. Let's keep breeding it until it's bigger and purpler and becomes a real good emoji.
Very useful emoji.
Everybody likes a big purple eggplant.
I mean, to be fair, this emoji would also be useful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, like that, this particular photograph I found is very, it looks like eggs, but it also like, I'm like, I'm not sure what I'm seeing, but I'm definitely seeing dirty.
Yeah. If you wanted to like make a more elaborate other eggplant emoji, you could add this eggplant emoji to it.
Just but looks is like it turtle eggs?
Is it?
Doesn't look dirty.
Is it a butt? Is it boobs? Or is it testicles?
Oh my
testicles.
God.
Okay, you're seeing testicles.
But there's three of them.
That one's
some
in the
people have three.
I feel like it's a butt. Some people have three. The lead singer of the Crash Test Dummies, for example.
Why do you know that?
That's not true.
That's why he sings so low.
Shut your damn mouth.
What was that? That was the urban legend in the 90s.
Oh my god.
That was like the pre-Marilyn Manson urban legend.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Did Marilyn Manson have three balls or did he just remove his rib? Right.
Oh,
so he could
yeah.
get his own cell phone.
Yeah,
he could
he could eat his own eggplant.
But this to me is butt. This looks like butt to me.
I think if you zoom in, it's butt.
Yeah. So I did a screenshot and I almost tweeted that. And I was like, a lot of people looking at this. And I also don't like how there's like a drip of water coming off of one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So my question is, I understand they used to look like that, but that picture looks very modern.
Right. So this is a picture of an heirloom eggplant. So it is a...
They still exist.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You can still get those.
You can still get them. They're just not as good. So there's
what's a good eggplant?
Right. Good point, Catherine. They are all bad. Why do we have eggplants?
I'm team eggplant.
Eggplant Parmesan.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't you do that with anything besides eggplant?
Yeah.
You do it with chicken.
Do it with chicken.
You gotta have the option.
But do it with corn.
This is all that vegetarians have at fancy restaurants.
Do it with tofu. Do it with seitan. Just not eggplant.
I have a weird eggplant story.
Wow. Okay, good. Wow, lay it on us,
while
Matt.
While Catherine works on, I'm gonna do some puzzle.
In high school, I don't remember why, but my friends gifted me an eggplant.
Cool.
For like a birthday, it was one of those like, hey, this is funny.
Like a real one.
Yeah, okay. A real live eggplant. And we were like hanging out at the park and I took it and I couldn't think of like how to display it properly to show that I loved my friend's gift. So I stabbed it onto my car's antenna.
Oh, nice.
And left it there.
Oh, God.
For weeks.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Mm-hmm. Until it didn't want to stay there anymore and it fell off.
Sounds like a high school thing to do.
That's the most high school thing to do.
Yeah, no. Don't do that at home.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd have to say that because most people go, yeah.
I had a really special potato at NerdCon Stories one year that went through a lot.
What?
Yeah.
Name two of the things it went through.
Several famous people bit it. Also, Maureen Johnson, I think, abducted it.
Sure.
Does she currently still have it?
No, I got it back. Mm. And it was so, like, jacked up, and I was so attached to it that I brought it home with me. And I brought it through airport security, and it scanned as, like, a liquid, potentially. So they took it out of my bag, and the guy at TSA, like, took it out of my bag, and he was, because it, like, looked like something that they didn't recognize.
Yeah.
And he pulled it out, he looked at this beat up potato that had Sharpie on it and
had been bitten by
Will Wheaton's wife. And he looked at me and he was like, good one. Like I had done it just for him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, might as well have.
Little TSA joke. They love those.
Oh, yeah, big fans.
So here's a tweet from Christmas Eve. I say, there are big fluffy flakes drifting onto my town, and my son has decided that his fox toy is his hippo toy's mama. So I'm going to go ahead and just be really happy if that's okay. So it's Christmas Eve, and I've decided that for the week between Christmas Eve and New Year's, I'm not going to tweet anything except nice, happy stuff.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I thought so too.
That was a great idea.
For at least 2 days.
I was going to say, did it keep up?
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Because that's a very nice, sweet tweet.
And that is very good.
I also was thinking about the large flakes that day because it was very nice.
So fluffy.
They're good flakes.
We had a great, we've had a great week for snow.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very good snow.
Nice. Mm. And tomorrow's high is 14.
I don't hate it.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I did not realize that. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
I will behave appropriately.
This is the Missoula Weather Report podcast. Coming out the day the weather happens.
We know less than you do.
Go outside.
Is it still cold?
Or, you know, I don't know.
December 25th. It's Christmas now. It's sometimes tempting to think that other people experience the world the same way I do, but then they pay money to watch a horror movie.
Oh, boy. People did not like this.
People like horror movies, Hank.
Was there a particular movie?
No, people liked it just fine. It was the trailer for the new Jordan Peele.
Oh, that does look terrible.
I watched the whole trailer and I was like, I wish I hadn't done that.
Yeah, I was already scared.
It is
but scary.
Oh, yeah. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not like it looks, I want to know how it ends. I want, but like that's all.
Are you...
I want somebody to synopsize that movie for me.
I know people who will, if they want to watch a horror movie, they will go on Wikipedia first and read the entire plot synopsis and then watch it.
Mm, right.
And that helps them not be afraid they always know how it's going to end so they don't have to worry too much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that idea. Anticipation.
That's...
People didn't really come at me for this tweet. A lot of people felt the same. Mm. And it was for them relatable, and for the people, like, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with people who pay money for horror movies. I'm just saying that, like, people experience the world differently.
Yeah.
Which I think is the really nice thing that most people don't think about when they tweet opinions. So it's nice to, like, put that caveat in there.
Yeah.
So that people can go, like, I want to be mad at this, but he already acknowledged that we experience the world differently.
Yeah, it's like every tweet should begin, like, either... Yeah. Controversial opinion is a great way to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, you throw controversial opinion on a tweet that I tweeted last week, my top tweet, which was popular music is popular because it's good.
Uh-huh.
That should have been caveated, like, my opinion, controversial opinion, or unpopular opinion, or whatever, so that people wouldn't be like, what the fuck right do you have to say this as if it is a fact?
Yeah. Yep.
That was a misfire.
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you want to hear my top tweet of the week? Tweeted on Christmas evening.
Yes.
I was making a gin and tonic when I discovered that we'd run out of gin. And guess what? Tequila and tonics are amazing. I'm sure I'll be fine tomorrow. It turns out tequila and tonics are a thing. Do you want to know what they're called? Because it's great.
Yeah.
They're called tectonics.
That's right.
Oh, that's good.
That's very clever.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
I never want to drink that, but I want
to
order it.
No, like, it's the easiest margarita you've ever made, is what it tastes like.
All right.
It's like not a great margarita, right.
But it's an easy
very margarita. Easy, because tonic
it's real sweet.
Is
everywhere.
You
want some?
Yeah, make it hit you right now.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that name. That is a fantastic name. Yeah. It's a good name.
I don't know if you can, like, go into a bar and order a tectonic, but, like, you can definitely go into a bar and order a tequila and tonic and be happy.
I think a certain bar in certain cities you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most bars in Missoula.
No, in Missoula, they'd be like, Don't come at me.
I'm not going to go into the union and ask for a tectonic.
Yeah. No. Actually, do. I want to
move on. Yeah, go, no. Like, I'm afraid of most bartenders in this town.
Yeah, they look at you like they're judging you.
Yeah.
Even, like, you're just like, can I get a PBR? They're like, all right, I guess.
They don't look at you like they're judging you. They look at you because they're judging you.
They're definitely judging you.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, man.
I didn't order the Rainier.
Catherine's got 6 pieces of this puzzle.
Oh, you're so close.
She'll be joining the podcast shortly.
I'm engaged.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. It's happening.
I told you.
This is like a New Year's countdown.
Talking to me.
Yeah, this is the New Year's countdown. It's gonna be midnight right when Catherine finishes the puzzle.
Yeah, you can tweet out if you start listening to this podcast at exactly this time, you'll finish the puzzle at the time it hits midnight.
One more piece, everybody!
Happy new puzzle!
Happy new puzzle! Everybody take this one apart, we're gonna do another one. Oh, what a beautiful snowy scene.
Yeah. Beautiful snowy scene.
Yeah. What happened to this poor Christmas banner?
They were trying to get it all up in the tree, and it's just bigger than they thought it was going to be.
And you can obviously still read it, so it's fine.
Yeah, it says, "'Tis the season to be jolly." Wow, they did that perfectly.
La la, la la, la la la. Yeah, what's happening in between these laws? Is it more laws?
Yeah. "'Tis the season, la la, to be jolly. La 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 la, fa la 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 la." I'm going to have to tweet a picture of the puzzle so that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, nobody's going to understand what we're talking about.
No.
Okay, back to the...
And then the next morning I tweeted this Hermione Granger gif of her saying, "What an idiot."
Did the tectonic not settle well?
No, I mean, I get hangovers very easily. Mm. I get drunk on like a half a glass of wine. So December 26th is as far as I got without tweeting something.
Oh.
Wow, two days.
2 days. what, 36 hours?
It's not my fault. Well, there's so much. A friend of mine does domino videos, and her video was posted onto YouTube's Twitter stream without credit.
And so not just that, they didn't just tweet out the video and say, like,
no,
go
no,
watch
no.
this.
They ripped it from YouTube, put it on Twitter. And, like, this is, to be clear, when you agree to the YouTube Terms of Service by using their service,
they say, like, we can use your content for marketing. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is. Mm-hmm. And so it's nothing that they're doing wrong in terms of the law.
Just a dick move.
I was going to say ethically gray, but sure, yeah, dick move works. Yeah.
I don't... Like, the same, like, so many people, that's, like, one of the major complaints about their viral videos, is that people freeboot them to Facebook.
Right.
And they get posted by meme pages.
Yeah, and, like, this got, you know, for YouTube, 10,000 likes and 811,000 views, which is probably more than it got on YouTube, but, like, also, it's a Twitter video, mm-hmm. so
yeah.
It's a different thing. But I was mad, and so I tweeted about it. I was also mad at YouTube for a completely different reason. Mm. I had like two... YouTube had pissed me off twice that day. And it had to take one battle.
It was 2 days after...
I did. Because the other one I couldn't talk about publicly.
Well, how negative is the tweet?
So the tweet that YouTube tweeted is that moment when everything falls into place. Merry Christmas. And it's a domino video. And I said, that moment when you realize the YouTube terms of service makes it okay for them to rip your video and upload the whole thing to Twitter without creditor permission. Everybody check out my friend Havesh5, who makes amazing domino art.
I wouldn't say that's
that
bad.
It's snarky.
It's snarky, yeah. But it's not, like, mean.
Yeah, and it's not, like, stirring up something that doesn't need to be stirred.
I guess, like, YouTube...
You're punching up in that one.
That is why everybody finds it okay to mess with YouTube. Yeah. But like, I have a lot of friends who work at YouTube, so I generally try to be careful about when I criticize them to be sure that it's a good reason to criticize mm-hmm. them.
Well, also, like, we all personally know people who like work on social media for things like VidCon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there are people behind those accounts.
Yeah.
That take those things very personally sometimes.
Well,
when they're being
also,
attacked
like,
by 10,000 people.
And it matters to their job.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I understand why that is negative, but as far as negative tweets go,
sure.
You used it for, like, a good promotional purpose as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, but I was supposed to just be here for positivity during the December taint.
What?
You mean the...
Okay,
perineum?
So wait, you can break this down a little
you
bit,
mean, you
because
mean
which
December
one's which?
Perineum?
Which one's which?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Christmas comes first.
So it's the front genitalia.
Yeah.
Okay, so New Year's is the butthole.
Of the year!
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Honestly, like, Christmas is more fun. You get more gifts. Things are, and then, like...
You get packages.
And then New Year's Eve is dark. It's, you know, kind of, like, unknown.
But I will push back a little bit. Balls drop.
Oh
what?
No.
The bomb does drop on New Year's Eve! I was like, what the hell is he talking about?
This episode is going in a direction.
Yeah, that was my own fault.
Alright,
hashtag Pipples. Is Christmas the front genitalia or the butthole of the year?
The front. The back.
I guess I could have said the front or the back.
Yeah.
Hank, can your next album be called Butthole of the Year?
Frankly, like I don't want to have to think about it.
There you
so
go.
So it's great to have it settled.
Hangry and the Perfect Strangers, Butthole of the Year.
Oh my mm-hmm. god.
No, that sounds this? Great.
On Christmas morning, I tweeted this. I don't know why you always, this is in quotation marks, I don't know why you always think you can put hot cocoa mix in everything. My wife, exasperated, Christmas morning. And I was like, I don't put it in everything.
But you put it in more than milk or water?
I put it in the coffee machine.
Why in the machine? Why not in the cup of coffee?
I don't know. I was just put it in with the coffee. Have the coffee and the hot cocoa and it'll come out amazing. And to be fair to me, it was very good.
Oh my.
But it did make it difficult to use the coffee machine.
From then on, you now have a new coffee machine. It's
so,
broken. It's
so
next to the
Christmas,
old soda stream.
I got
stream.
Catherine a coffee machine.
I mean, I was thinking about the time that you tried to put YooHoo in the soda stream.
Yeah.
Which
oh,
is...
yeah.
I did not try to put YooHoo in the soda stream.
You put YooHoo in the soda stream and it didn't work out.
It
which...
worked?
No. Nope.
Again, it worked once.
Yeah, it broke the soda stream.
It did break the soda stream.
So.
But like, not immediately.
Seemed like a corollary in my brain.
Yeah.
I was putting it in
the soda. Don't. unless you're going to throw out your soda stream,
yeah.
don't carbonate Yoo-Hoo, because it sprays up inside, and then what you get is a petri dish on the inside of your soda stream.
There's a reason it says just use water.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason.
Yeah.
But
I didn't know
that until I tried it.
Well, I guess that's true for most things, is you won't know until you try it. So if you want to make a really good tasting carbonated, like, Yoo-Hoo beverage, just make sure you don't want to ever make another carbonated beverage.
Right, or just do it all at once. Like, boom, 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 carbonate like 5 gallons of Yoo-Hoo.
And then just store
Wait,
it.
Wait, hold on. How did that taste still,
It
though?
Tasted like fizzy Yoo-Hoo. Like, it tasted like years later, BuzzFeed did a video that was like, is
Can
it a good idea to carbonate
it?
This? So, I'm ahead of my time. Yeah, you guys think it's funny. Catherine has to live in this house.
Yeah. She's like, why is there stuff in this thing?
They carbonate the wine.
No. You could put some bubbly water in it and make a spritzer.
I mean, what is champagne? It's New Year's Eve for the people listening. What is champagne but carbonated wine? Let's do it! Let's hit it! Go!
You didn't put it in the soda stream to carbonate it, though.
That's how they do it, right?
There's just a line of soda streams.
They just break them constantly.
Yeah.
Champagne didn't exist until soda stream did.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Soda stream's actually a very old company.
Not
it's like
than
started
champagne.
In the 1700s, I think. Yeah, maybe earlier than that. 6th century?
Good job, Matt.
As far as, well, when it comes to, like, Hank lies,
yeah.
this is a bad one. Like, usually he's pretty good with, like, the bullshitting, and I half believe him sometimes.
Yeah,
this is
not soda streams older than champagne.
Yeah.
There are some very old companies, but not soda stream.
No.
Which was around in the 80s. But not, I think
I can't trust you now.
I mean, soda stream, get busy with the fizzy. That's the
90s.
That was actually, it stretched, get busy with the fizzy stretched from the 80s through the 90s. Why do I know so much about soda stream advertising campaigns? Because I was very interested one day
after you broke a soda stream.
Because my name is Hank.
They got really good commercials.
Well, also the best thing is, the last time we were over here, we had the same conversation about getting busy with a fizzy.
Oh, yeah. I'm very into it.
Yeah. Like, is this a thing you talk about with many people? Or
Apparently.
Do we just bring this out in you?
I'd say that I probably have said the words get busy with the fizzy to, I don't know, 4 or 5 dozen people.
All right.
Yeah, probably Oren could say it if
That'd be adorable.
Yeah, please record when that happens. Please teach him how to say get busy with the fizzy. It would sound amazing. What?
I'm nervous about Catherine.
Not loud enough.
I don't know. We'll find out. I tweeted this. I saw this headline. It says, "Opinion: The war between science and religion." Opinion. And I tweeted that headline and I said, "Nah, I'm good, thanks."
Nah.
Here on December 27th.
Nah, pass.
Solidly inside the perennium and thinking, you know what I don't want to read right now is an opinion piece on the war between science and religion. And so I didn't, and I don't know what was in that opinion piece, but I'm glad that I didn't find out. I did click on it in order to screen cap the headline, though, so I guess they got my impression.
They did.
Yeah.
They think you read it.
They know how long I was on the site.
Mm.
Yeah.
They're tracking everything. They're like, that guy was just on to take a screen cap. I'd really, really like Jesse's response, though. I'm more interested in their torrid, star-crossed romance. Just kiss already! The endless, unresolved sexual tension is killing me! I do want the endless, unresolved sexual tension between science and religion opinion piece. I'm there for that.
Yeah.
I think that's fanfic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fuck.
Make beautiful science-religion babies. No.
One of them will insist on marriage first.
Shit.
You all right, Catherine?
I'm going to get replaced.
All right, just got a few more things here. I did discover the text of Peter, Peter, Pumpkin Eater, the nursery rhyme. Can I read it for you?
Sure. Please do.
Peter, Peter, Pumpkin Eater had a wife and couldn't keep her. He put her in a pumpkin shell, and there he kept her very well. So I tweeted, turns out Peter Pumpkin Eater is pretty on the list of media we should maybe cancel. Like, I think Peter might be a fucking murderer.
And well, I took it a different way, which, like, I mean, yes, murder bad, but I was like, she's out of line. Like, you better make sure, watch her.
You should put her in a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Take care of it.
That's the fantastical element to it.
Or just keep her alive inside of a pumpkin, and it's like, haha, you're trapped in a pumpkin. That's bad.
Yeah.
But it turns out, many people responded to me with an article that delves into the history of this, which is probably, there's a bunch of similar nursery rhymes, and one of them is like, Eeper Creeper Chimney Sweeper.
Ugh.
And he 100% had a wife and stuffed her body into the chimney.
Oh, that's okay.
So, like, I think that it's just it's a variation of that and probably was a nursery rhyme based on a thing that happened.
Ha ha.
And so.
Ha ha.
I found what I'm looking up later, though, I'm not gonna lie.
What happened to your happy tweets?
I know, right?
Between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, well, it took a turn.
You know, sometimes you're reading. That is, for example, not a part of that book that I read to Oren ever. I read it one time and I was like, what? I am taken aback.
Oren, forget what you've heard.
That is not an okay thing to do.
You get out your flashy thingy.
The men in black.
Yeah. Men in black, my baby.
Flashy thingy, just erase that.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not gonna flashy thing in my baby.
He's a baby. He's pretty much flashing thingy himself every day.
Pretty much every day is a flashy thingy. Yeah. He does remember a lot of things. He remembers your name.
I was gonna say, that was like 2 or 3 weeks between seeing him and like the first time he learned my name. Mm-hmm. And then I saw him, he goes, Matt. Whoa. Uh-huh. Hi.
That's he's better with names than I am right now.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today. We were walking home and I was like, he remembers everyone's name. Like, did I used to be able to be like that, and then I just got...
terrible and jaded?
Yeah. Like, then I just stopped liking people.
Or stopped caring about other humans.
What is it?
Yeah. It's time for draft tweets from Hank Green. It's tweets that I didn't tweet. I had a tweet, and then I didn't tweet. It's draft tweets from Hank. Oh, thanks. Awesome.
I never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It just comes on out.
We're going to spend the next month arguing about the definition of the word wall, aren't we?
Ugh.
Because it's the taint, you guys. I can't. I can't.
It's the taint.
Can't tweet about the wall during the taint.
Taint, tweet that.
Which brings me to... can you sing my song, Catherine?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oops. Hank I tweeted it. Trump. Donald Trump tweeted... President and Mrs. Obama built/has a 10-foot wall, capital wall, around their D.C. mansion compound. I agree, totally necessary for their safety and security. The U.S. needs the same thing, slightly larger version. And I tweeted it to Donald Trump, I tweeted, I have fence.
I have built/fence.
I have /built. I should have done that. Because built/has/built. I'm not sure they have it. It was also built. I don't know if they built it. It's unclear. I haven't talked to my national security advisor about how the wall was constructed around the Obama compound mansion.
/mansion.
They got a wall. For a brief moment, I have fence was the top reply to Donald Trump. And during that moment, I got a lot of mean tweets sent to me. Which brings us to our top tweet of the week from 2013, 5 years ago. My top tweet of the week was, it's just nice to meet another human who shares my affinity for elf culture. So apparently I could get away with that once upon a time. Just tweet jokes from the movie Elf. And that's just my top tweet with 1,000 likes.
Wow. That was a different world.
Yeah. That was a good world.
It's so weird to go back. And they always have so many replies.
So many replies.
It's just like, haha, elf.
Yeah,
I like that
basically.
Movie too.
Yeah. Yep.
And just more different elf quotes.
Elf's my favorite movie. Hank
Santa,
Green, you're my favorite
person.
Mm. I'm human, raised by humans.
Hermione? Ooh, whoops, I messed up that quote. Does sugar have syrup on it? Then yes. Wait, elf culture as in festive elf culture? For example, Tolkien elf culture. This person didn't know what I was talking about.
I like
about.
That person. Yeah. He was like, wait, please explain what elf culture, and then I'll decide if I am for it.
Yeah. You're gonna have to dissect elf and culture.
I'm not blindly signing up for elf culture.
You know, this depends on what you mean by a human, another, affinity, elf, culture, nice, meat. That's how internet pundits handle every conversation. Yeah. Well, you know, that depends on what you mean by elf culture.
Ugh.
The real trick is to not be one of those people ever. It's
not that hard to avoid.
You'd think so.
You'd think so, and yet here I am.
Witness me.
Don't you also have a live version of this you have to do soon?
We're doing a live version soon. Yeah.
Podcast.
Yep.
I just keep forgetting about that.
Yep.
Oh yeah, but yeah. I mean, like, I just say things.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so deal with it.
That's right.
Yeah.
It'll be.
I mean, if you have things you specifically do not want me to say, you better tell me before we go on that stage.
All right, everybody.
There's just a little list.
Yeah.
Just be like, wait, don't. Never mind. Have
mean
nothing.
To the people in the room. That's the main one.
What about the adjacent room?
That's fine. All right.
What if they were wearing really weird hats?
All right. Okay. I'll allow it if they're wearing really weird hats.
I mean, I won't be mean. I might comment on it.
I say, there's going to be some cosplay there.
Just
probably.
A weird hat.
Yeah.
I feel like there now is also going to be a thing of people purposefully wearing really weird hats.
If you're coming to our PodCon show, wear weird hats.
And if you're thinking, what's a weird hat? And you have something in your head, weirder than that.
Yeah.
Go even weirder.
Go weirder.
Yeah, just call it macaroni.
Add feathers.
And heirloom eggplants.
Ooh. Or just eggs. They're easier to get.
Yeah, that's true.
Cook them first, though. Yeah. Don't bring raw eggs in. Hard boiled only. They're going to fall off your hat. It's going to make a mess.
Rule number one for PodCon.
Oh, hard boiled eggs only. Speaking of which, the PodCon 2 schedule is up. It took us a long time to get up, but there it is. Which brings us to the viral moments of joy for the evening, everyone.
Ooh, my favorite part.
All right, this was sent in to me by like 6 different people. The one I have is from Sep, and it says, did my dog just pet my cat, and did my cat just hug my dog?
I've seen it. It's really good. Oh, God, I'm so excited.
It looks like yes. Why did that cat hug that dog? Because it didn't want the dog to touch it.
Yeah, I feel like it's a little defensive.
It was one of these ones. You know, just a real...
We talked about this.
Did I say you could touch me?
Yeah, come into the huddle.
It's the 6th time this week.
I was lying down.
And the cat's like...
Don't bother me when I'm lying
you
down.
You are not a human. You cannot pet. No matter how careful you are being with your pet, it is not a pet because you are a dog.
It was a good pet, though.
That was a good pet. That was a good dog.
Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah, it was like, all the way down.
Yeah.
It was a very careful and good pet. This is Capybara's chilling in a hot bath.
Oh, damn.
They're so good.
Look at them happy.
Are those lemons?
Oh, happy.
They're a certain kind of fruit.
Oh, yeah, no, they're like yuzu.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're like a Japanese citrus fruit.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, they are having a good old time.
Oh, this is a long video.
I love the soundtrack, too. It makes me think of, like, what's that video game?
Harvest?
It sounds like Legend of Zelda.
Oh, yeah.
When you go into the...
He's bathing.
Yeah, right on my... head, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right there. That's another good stuff.
Where was that one?
They're my favorite.
Oh, I like it.
They do look so fun.
They're very good animals.
I would say, would they be okay to snuggle or bad to snuggle?
I think they're okay to snuggle.
They have big old teeth.
I don't think they're aggressive.
They're still like animals, so bear that in mind. But
they might bite you.
Yeah.
They're like a bigger version of Chili Pepper from Animal Wonders. Mm-hmm. And Chili Pepper is very sweet and nice. So I just picture a bigger, softer, cuddlier version of
them. I don't know if they're soft. I have a feeling that they have like wiry fur.
Yeah. Right. They're like a giant guinea pig.
I feel like they'd be good cuddles, though. Like, I like a good,
real dense.
They're like one of those big bean bags that you can buy and just like plop on.
Like that's they just sit there.
Yeah, no.
Like you lay on that.
They seem really. I want to get in that bath.
Yeah, that's what I want. I don't want to cuddle a capybara. I just want to take a hot bath.
Just be like up to your eyes in that citrus water. Did you guys see the Vox Hippo video?
No.
About Pablo Escobar's like zoo that he had at his old compound, that he like had animals flown in from all over the world, including hippos, and now the hippos are taking over the country.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Yeah.
They did good.
It's like a serious problem that people are like worried about, but the zoo is still like a functioning zoo that people can go to. Mm. And so the zoo's like, I don't know, people pay money, we're gonna keep the hippos. And
yeah, but
like,
just keep them inside the zoo. Yeah.
No, but like they can't. They are breaking out.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I wouldn't want to try and keep a hippo in one place.
No.
Oh, boy, you gotta keep the boys and the girls apart, guys.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know anything about hippos, other than what I saw in that video.
Well, I mean, like, starting with keeping boys and girls separate.
That's pretty much fundamental right there. Like, just start that way. They must real inbred, too.
Yeah, they're not like,
hippos don't asexually reproduce.
No, they don't bud.
They don't bud. So before we get to some of the best tweets from Twitter, we're going to talk about some of our reviews from iTunes. Catherine, do you have any reviews for us?
Not just good listening. I've been a fan of the pod for the whole time it's been going. Love not having to use Twitter outside of the professional scientific capacity I do. And this way I can catch up on a lot of happenings without having to actively participate. Recently I was driving back home from visiting my family for the holidays and my cat was in the car with me. He was the quietest he's ever been on a car ride during the time we listened to Delete This. So thanks for that added benefit.
Nice.
Favorite podcast of cats? I will take it.
I don't know where our cat is. She's like, there's visitors. I'm going to be upstairs.
She was she was down here. She was down here.
She got pets and then she left.
Yeah, I don't know. Because she just gave up about... Here's one from Rainster who says, people in my neighborhood probably think I'm insane now. First off, love this podcast. Second, though, I was taking my dog for a walk by myself on Christmas Day, listening to episode 37, and when Hank and Catherine started reading off movie titles with L's and R's added to them, I started laughing uncontrollably alone in public. So thanks for that, guys.
I got a lot of feedback on that segment people who said I had to pull over my car. I was riding my bike and I almost died.
I mean, I wasn't doing anything strenuous during it because I was also done.
That was very
It was funny though because when I was listening to it later, I was like, oh, this is actually that funny. But I guess
On the first go around
is pretty funny. That's good.
So we got a particular New Year's themed questions. Do you twist the cork or do you let it fly?
When
you're opening champagne.
I was picturing wine. I was like, how does it fly?
So I would like that. You put it in the microwave.
Yep.
Just let the pressure build up inside.
You have to figure it out. Like, if you have, like, a high wattage microwave, do it a little bit less. Otherwise, it might just shatter.
Or,
That might be
It's
still open.
You never know what's going to happen. That's right. The wine is out.
Yeah. I feel like we should probably say don't do that.
Maybe. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
This podcast isn't for kids.
No, and also it's not advice.
Yeah.
The podcast is also not for dumb people.
So we can stick champagne in the microwave and no one will actually do it or blame us.
Yeah, I think that we're safe.
All right.
I also think it'd be very hard to... I'm not going to say that. Because I do think it would be very hard to actually get it to shatter. But I'm not going to say it. Because somebody is like, wait, let's... If Hank says it's hard to do...
Is it a bad idea to microwave this?
Yes.
There is a YouTube channel that does that. They probably did champagne before.
I never let it fly because I'm way too safe a person. I twist and
twist.
And every time I'm like,
yeah.
I think I've done it maybe once or twice on New Year's, but like always make sure I'm pointing it into a corner.
Far away.
Where there aren't any folks.
Yeah, I saw a real good one on Twitter recently where somebody popped the champagne cork and it
went off the wall and hit him right in the brain.
It does bounce. Like, right, it can bounce.
It'll bounce. Yeah, it'll bounce back. So yeah, always twist.
I always let you do it.
I always do it.
Because you're very confident and you don't have even the scared face when you're doing it.
No. I've opened a lot of bottles of champagne in my life. It's not a problem for me.
I'm like, I like grab the bottle. Like, I guess
is that like an element of personal interest or previous occupation?
Okay, if you want to talk
neither.
About it. Well, no, I never, yeah, it was never a profession. But I, at one point, went down like a Hank Hole type idea of I need to know how to properly open champagne. And I learned how to open it with a saber, and I learned how to open it by twisting it off.
What's your drink of choice for ringing in the new year? I think I'm going to have a Tectonic.
I do like, if I'm a partying.
If I'm a partying.
If I'm a partying, I like a tequila shot with a cinnamon orange as a chaser instead of a salty lime.
Oh, that
it
sounds
is
great.
So festive.
Yeah.
You feel like you have just gone on, like, a jingle bell parade. But you gotta pace yourself. Like, you do one of those, and then nothing.
For the rest of the night. Yeah.
Then you got an hour of lemonade.
Yeah, like, you drink your one tequila shot, you make a big deal out of it, and then you drink water, and then maybe a couple hours later you're like, I can have another one if you're, like, feeling okay.
Right.
Because you could go overboard on that.
Oh, that sounds great,
real easy. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
It's so good.
I feel like when it's hitting midnight, I'm having champagne.
I don't like champagne that much. Mm. It's usually, to be clear, I usually also am drinking champagne at midnight.
Yeah,
yeah, you'll, like, toast just, with it and have a sip. And
I just don't, I don't like it very much.
Yeah, I think, like Catherine said, like, with the partying, if you're gonna, like, go for it, my, like, go-to, like, I'm gonna get a little tipsy. Drink is just whiskey, usually on ice.
Maybe I should just do get my champagne and do like a pump of that like flavor stuff that they have at the coffee shops, of like hazelnut
you could just
or
put
mango.
Juice in it. Yeah, juice.
The
like
most.
Have you heard of juice?
Or like
a passion sugar cube.
Yeah,
like
these are all great ideas that I didn't think of.
These are all great ideas.
I got afraid when you said a pump because I thought you were gonna be like, "What if I put champagne in the soda stream?
I was
made it more bubbly."
You know my problem with champagne? Not enough bubbles.
Hank Green's next business venture: more bubbly.
Sometimes I feel that way about champagne.
Yeah, what? Yeah. These tiny bubbles are too tiny.
I want to get punched in the
bigger
face.
Bubbles.
Right now. Yeah. And all punched up in my mouth.
Bigger bubbles in the wine makes me feel happy.
All the time.
All the time. Yeah, good.
All right, we have the jingle. We need the practice.
Thank you for your questions, everybody. Thank you for your reviews, everyone. Thank you for being safe while we made... Oh, we read L and R movie titles while you were driving.
I'm glad no one got any
Glad
accidents.
No one got hurt. If you want to see what we talked about this week, you can check out the show notes at Delete This Pod on Twitter. And if you would like to send us questions or comments or viral moments of joy, please use the hashtag Pipples. That's P-I-P-L-E-S. Thanks to everybody who did that. And thank you to Andrew Huang for the use of his track, Everything Will Be Alright, from his album Love and Desolation. Thank you so much for listening to this rather echoey version of Delete This.
Thanks for Matt and Devin for being here. Sorry we shanghaied you in recording our podcast.
See you later!
Sarah Benincasa tweets, "We don't use this platform as it was intended to be used, i.e. for discussing which Muppet you'd like to date."
Which Muppet would you guys date?
I'm thinking about it.
Janice.
There's not that many ladies.
Janice is the only humanoid-looking woman.
Yeah.
There was not any sort of caveat on this. Yeah.
That's true.
No, but I'm
it
saying if
Muppet.
Like if I was going to choose a Muppet
What if I was a Muppet?
Yeah,
what if
there
I was
go.
Also a Muppet?
I guess.
There's
yeah.
inter...
Yeah.
There's inter...
I mean, yeah, Pig
Kermit
and Frog.
Kermit and Miss Piggy.
Yeah, yeah. Also Gonzo.
I'm saying
yeah.
if me as a human has to date a Muppet.
Well, that in
right.
and of itself is probably not...
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that anyway. Yeah.
It happened on the ABC show.
Okay.
Fozzie dated a lady.
Yeah, well, put Put yourself into Muppet World.
Well, then, yeah, I wouldn't date Janice because I don't like her personality.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
A lot of them are kind of cute.
Oh, Ross
like,
a good one. Ross. He's a lone wolf, though.
I'm cool with that. I like to be alone.
He sang a song about women that was like, can't live with them, you can't live without them.
Wow. Rolf.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's evolved.
Yeah.
In the 40 years.
Can I do Yoda? Does that count? Can I date Yoda? Just answer, just say yes.
I mean, if we're talking about lone wolves. This is his own planet.
Yeah. What is a date with Yoda like?
I think we have like good philosophical conversations. We get real deep.
No, it'd be like talking to like a freshman philosophy major.
Ugh. Yeah.
We're just like, oh, can we be done?
Who just rearranges words to make him seem more intelligent.
Can we play video games now?
Yeah. Gonzo's good.
I think Gonzo's good.
He loves those chickens. He's a nice, loving man. Thing.
Ooh. I don't know about dating somebody who's got a thing for chickens.
That's true. I am not a chicken.
Unless you are a chicken. You could be a chicken in this situation. Yeah. Megan,
I can't decide. I feel like it's...
I need to look at a list of Muppets.
Yeah. Actually, that's a great idea. Because I feel like I'm forgetting a good one.
Sure.
I think we also should exclude Beaker? Klermit. Klermit?
Klermit! Yeah, definitely Klermit's not
no
on the
Klermit.
List.
Klermit is not on the list.
But exclude Kermit because I feel like he's a safe choice.
Right. Well,
he's an all-around good guy.
Scooter.
Scooter's
good. A good guy.
What about me and Dr. Bunsen Honeydew?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that feels like
he's a little old for me. I feel like, but maybe not. I'm getting up there.
Oh, Bobo the Bear.
Oh, Bobo's good.
Bobo.
Mm. Yeah, he seems cuddly.
My first thought was actually
just Dr. Teeth.
Was Animal. But, like, I don't think I would like that at all.
He's monosyllabic. Like. Yeah.
He's, I mean, I like Animal a lot. I identify with him.
I do love Animal.
I'd have a beer with Animal, but I'm not going to date Animal.
I mean, sometimes dating isn't, like, marriage. Like, I'm not here to, yeah. Like, maybe it's just a Tinder date.
Oh,
okay, there you go.
Would you hook up with Animal?
Yes.
Definitely.
Hook up. Hook up.
Can we rope like Sesame Street Muppets into this?
Oh.
They're Muppets. Yeah. But they're not
the Muppets.
Yeah, they're not in the Muppets. Yeah, I was thinking about that, but I feel like they're all kids.
They're kids.
Well, Bert and Ernie seem like they're in their 30s.
That's true.
Kids don't keep pigeons.
But definitely.
Yeah.
But what about Ernie?
The Swedish chef can cook. We can.
Yeah. Well, it's not always great.
Yeah. He did try to cook Big Bird once.
I wouldn't want him cooking in my kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, as long as we're over at his place.
Yeah. Oh, plus, maybe gonna go there. He has human hands.
What's wrong with having human hands?
I'm saying that might be beneficial if you're the human dating a Muppet.
Oh,
you get a little bit of human touch.
Right. You're going really logical here.
Now I'm very picturing the Swedish chef giving you a hand job.
Harup, harup, harup. You want to hear the Jimmy?
No.
You want to hear the Jimmy? Oh, everything is so bad.